From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. New research published today raises serious questions about the safety of two popular drugs. Both are used after heart attacks and heart procedures. As NPR's Joanne Silberner reports, the problems come when doctors use one of the drugs to prevent side effects caused by the other.
This is a story about an attempt to make things better that may have made things worse. It starts with a drug called Plavix. Plavix is one of the top-selling drugs in America, and it does great things, says Stephen Nissen. He's head of cardiovascular medicine at the Cleveland Clinic.
We give Plavix for potentially life-saving indications to prevent clotting from occurring in, say, a stent that's been put in the coronaries, or after a heart attack to prevent the artery from getting a clot again.
Both the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology recommend its use. But Plavix can irritate the stomach. So here's the attempt to make things better. When doctors prescribe Plavix, they routinely prescribe something called an acid blocker, like Prilosec or Acifex. Scientists call these drugs proton pump inhibitors. They soothe the stomach by keeping acid down. That practice worried cardiologist Michael Ho. He'd seen a test tube study that showed the blood of people getting both Plavix and a proton pump inhibitor is more prone to clot. So Michael Ho and several colleagues at the VA Medical Center in Denver studied records of more than 8,200 men treated at VA hospitals around the country with Plavix, also called clopidogrel.
We found that patients who were on clopidogrel and proton pump inhibitors had an increased risk of another hospitalization for a heart attack or unstable coronary syndrome compared to those who were just on clopidogrel alone.
Plavix plus one of these acid blockers increased the risk of returning to the hospital or dying by 25% in the first year and a half of taking the drugs. The researchers described the study in the current issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association. By medical standards, 25% is not a big increase until you consider that doctors prescribe Plavix to nearly every person who's had a heart attack or stent, and in the VA study, two-thirds of men on Plavix wound up on an acid blocker. Still, doctors should not stop prescribing Plavix, says Stephen Nissen.
If you don't give Plavix to a patient with a stent in their coronaries, there's a high probability, much higher than we would accept, that they will get a clot in that stent, which will cause a heart attack or even death.
And patients who've had heart attacks need that same anti-clotting benefit. Study author Michael Ho says the benefits of Plavix can still be had by limiting these particular acid blockers to a small group of patients with serious stomach problems.
In other patients who don't have a clear indication, they may want to prescribe alternative stomach medications.
Cardiologist Stephen Nissen.
What this study does is it puts us on notice. It says to the cardiology community, there's a potentially serious problem here. It needs attention. You have to think about this now before you give these two drugs together.
The Food and Drug Administration has been investigating the Plavix acid blocker connection. Early this year, the agency recommended what Drs. Ho and Nissen recommend. No automatic prescription of proton pump inhibitors like Prilosec when Plavix is prescribed. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.